hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are now right at the tip of Commercial Pier in South Florida at Lauderdale by the Sea. The Bug Fest by the Sea, culminating kickoff. Well, it's not the kickoff. It's the culmination party or awards banquet or something. There's chairs all over the places. People that have caught lobster here during mini season have come out here. They've done their way in, and we're going to award some prizes here in just a bit. And then we're going to have a lobster cook-off where I get to be one of the judges along with Billy from Scuba Nation. We got Steve Waters, who's one of the outdoor writers for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. And we're going to touch base with him in just a bit. But we got the Dive God. What visit to South Florida would be complete without the Dive God? How are you, Neil?
And how special is it that we are here at Lauderdale by the Sea?
Yes, brings back
memories. We're in 97.
Yep.
Scuba Radio had just started, and I had just started the first year of Ocean Fest at Lauderdale by the Sea.
This is hallowed ground.
It is hallowed ground, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, it's hallowed. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Well, Walt DeMartini's in the house, people.
It's missing the rain.
Well, it is cloudy.
It's threatening.
It's tradition, is what it is. You know, we had quite a few rainouts back in the day for Ocean Fest, big diver.
There was never a rain.
Not
out.
A rain.
There
out.
Was rain.
It was
a rain party.
We had
music, diving, and booze. So rain is. Everybody gets wet. They're diving.
Well, has Neil Watson's name all over it. Booze, rain, party, diving.
Hot babes like Hilsa here. Ooh. on his hip,
sure.
Right there.
Yeah, why not?
That's
absolutely.
It. That's it. Yes, Miss Watson in the house. How are you, Hilsa?
I'm fine. I'm great. You know, it's always wonderful to be here, you know, among the big people, you know, and...
Well, you're with the Dive God, so that makes you a Dive Goddess, right?
Not really, but doesn't get any bigger than that.
Okay.
Whoa.
I hope we're talking about
his
notoriety.
He's still talking about the event.
Okay. All right, just to clarify. Fair enough. And, you know, I've heard many stories about other things that we can't talk about on the air, but I'll leave that to your imagination. But Neil, it's great to be in your neck of the woods once again, and it does bring back a lot of memories. I mean, Lauderdale by the Sea, I was saying earlier in the show, when we did our beach dive yesterday on the first day of mini season, I was shocked how good the reef has held up and just how great of a dive it is right here on the shore.
You know, I was just talking with Steve Waters before you came up about how unique this is, you know. I mean, the reason that I promoted Ocean Fest here is people don't realize, you talk about the best kept secret. This is the only place in the continental United States that you can book a room, you can walk out of your room onto a beautiful powder white sand beach, snorkel, or do a shore dive out to a living reef. You can't do it in the Keys, you can't do it on the west coast of Florida, you can't do it on the west coast of the United States, you can't do it anywhere but here. And then you hop on a dive boat, there are great dive operations here, and there's one of the most comprehensive artificial reef system, certainly in the United States out here,
yeah.
Plus beautiful, healthy coral reefs. I mean, it's amazing that people go all over the world and don't realize what an incredible dive destination that South Florida is.
Yeah, and it is so easy. The water is so clear. We dove just south of Commercial Pier at Lauderdale by the Sea yesterday, and the dive was spectacular. We saw a couple nurse sharks. I saw probably the biggest trumpet fish I've ever seen right here in Lauderdale by the sea. But the visibility was just, I mean, it was gin clear. It was perfect condition for lobstering, but just perfect conditions just for a great dive. And, you know, Jimmy and Bubble Boy or Bug Boy were out there with me, and they just had the time of their lives. We didn't catch a lobster on that particular dive, but they didn't care. They were in seventh heaven. They were like, that was one of the best dives we've ever done, and it was so easy. We dove right off of the beach of the Windjammer Resort, which is where we've been staying down here, and these guys have a great setup, especially for divers. It is a dive resort where you can literally bring your gear. They cater to divers, and you put on your gear outside your apartment or condo thing and just walk right out of the beach and dive.
You know, obviously people can't see where we're at right now, but you can do a dive right here.
Yeah.
Walk back with your gear on up to a bar.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're next to Aruba's. Where else? How else can... There's no place else.
You know, it's interesting. Aruba's, I was telling Bug Boy about this last night when we were hanging out. It was on my 40th birthday where I was de-pantsed on that dance floor at an Ocean Fest.
Whoa. More than I needed.
TMI. Okay, fair enough. All right, Captain Walt DeMartini is here as well. Now, we've been staying at the Windjammer Resort, but we did take a little detour to the Gomez Hilton yesterday. Gomez, the newly renovated Gomez Hilton East. And he's gone through some major upgrades, but I'm talking about Captain Walt DeMartini, and he's just a friend, and he has one of the coolest pads down here in Fort Lauderdale that I've ever seen. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. It's so great to be here. I'm just a little south of you guys down there, and where we have the never-ending supply of Captain Walt's get beep beep rum punch.
Yes, and the beep beep is some serious beeping. I'm telling you, it will definitely beep you up. Or whatever. But anyway, we were kicking back with him. And, you know, ideally, or I don't know, ironically, mini-season coincided with the release of Sharknado 2. So we had a little viewing party at Walt DeMartini's house last night. No, we're not going to get into that today, but then we'll save that for another show. But Sharknado 2 was, it lived up to the hype.
And also all the YouTube videos for Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
We went through all of them last night.
It was kind of nice. You know, Walt had I had one of those new high-def TVs. It's all wireless and that kind of thing. And I said, hey, you know, all the Scuba Radio videos. Yeah, he didn't know how to work it, but Bubble Boy did. So he took the remote, typed in Scuba Radio, and we ended up watching about 30 minutes worth of Scuba Radio videos that Walt had never seen.
Walt still has the VCR flashing 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we brought him up to the 90s at least. But it was a good time. And, you know, a lot of great memories. And some of them were right here at Lauderdale by the Sea, especially for Ocean Fest. So, you know, we are here at Bug Fest. They're actually already starting to make some announcements here, and I guess I have to judge. I actually have to work at this thing. What does this entail, Neil? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm supposed to judge some kind of lobster recipe thing.
Well, I guess you're supposed to sample everything and pick whoever paid you the most money.
Yeah, that's right.
As the winner, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, I just get to eat and drink free for a while. I'm right here. They're saying, oh, we're doing a radio show. They're already calling my name. Yeah. And I'm working. I'm multitasking.
You're saying you may get to eat and drink for free for a while. Greg, you've been doing this since I met you.
17 years in counting, 1997, right here. This is where it started. This is probably where it'll end.
Yeah. 2017, we're going to have a party, and you're going to pick up a check. How about that?
What? What? I can't hear you, Neil. What's going on? I'm going deaf in my old age. But, we're going to have a good time. Hanging out with divers is always a good time, especially down here in South Florida. Now, Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters, we're just diving on his boat, and he's actually, they're cooking up some lobster. So they have some kind of team where they're gonna be judged. So maybe I got to go hit him up for a bribe? Is that what it is?
Well, I think my Brazilian Conchita, which is a...
Is
very well known.
Team?
Well, I think she's sliding in as a ringer.
Whoa, I'm gonna Hilza, the dive goddess. She is like a world renowned chef. Has like done stuff for presidents and all kinds of stuff. So this is a team effort. They're taking lobster tail that were caught today during mini season, and they're making their own special concoction up here, and I get to judge it. This is a good gig.
How did
I get this and you didn't, Neil?
Man, I just snooze, you lose. Boy, I don't know, man.
All right, well, you know what? I might need some help because we got to record a radio show, too. So I have to judge lobster and taste lobster and do the radio show at the same time. I don't know if this is too much.
It's lonely. lonely at the top.
I don't know if it's lonely at the top, but I don't know if I can handle the pressure.
It's tough.
I should be able to. I'm a dive instructor, you know, so maybe I can deal with this. But, okay, let's go hit Jeff up here, see if we can get him for a bribe. He is one of his teams are in this lobster cook-off. What are you doing there, Captain Cocktail? What is going on here?
I'm a mixicologist in charge over here. I'm not the chef.
Oh, so the drinks are included?
I've got my assistant Hilsa over here.
Right, you got a ringer.
His job is
Mrs. Dive God.
She's only assisting him.
She's pacing the rim of the martini glass so that
she's like the Gordon Ramsay of Hell's Kitchen right here on the beach at Lauderdale by the Sea. Is that one?
Yeah. When I start throwing, you just get out of the stuff.
Stuff, exactly. Yeah. Well, there's the first one. There'll be many, many more by the end of this show, I have no doubt. More coming up from Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die. You'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friends. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and we'll have a lot of fun together. Everybody now snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim like a lobster, conga dancing under the ocean. Snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim and be the lobster conga.
Yes, we are doing the lobster conga here at Lauderdale by the Sea. Bug Boy has been shaking his tail quite a bit here. How you doing there?
Holy crustacean experimentation.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It just doesn't get any better. But, you know, we're having a great time. Cocktails are flowing here at Bugfest. The award ceremony is going on here. And You know, I had Steve Delavera. He is the man behind the madness of this event. He just walked away as soon as I turned to talk to him. But what are we going to do? Well, you only got Mitch from Scuba Nation.
I'm not Mitch,
man. I mean, what am I talking about?
Can you edit that out?
No, we won't edit that out. We don't edit anything here. It's too much work.
Right, I've been called Mitch twice today, and I really don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's bitching.
I'm Billy C. I'm the brains behind
it. What is he, Bug Boy?
Do you watch the show?
What does he do?
What is he?
He's a diver.
Yeah. No, but what is his thing? He does on Scuba Nation.
They dive?
Right, but he has like a slogan he does that you were.
I thought, dive a puddle if it was deep.
Yeah, come on, get with it.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? We're at Buckfest, Lauderdale by the Sea. That's what we're doing.
Billy's the brains behind the outfit. Hey.
All right. Maybe not the brains, Neil, but the inspiration and the passion.
The motivation.
That's it.
The energy.
If it wasn't for that, there would be nothing.
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 The free food.
It's Ron Popeil of diving, ladies and gentlemen.
I had this dream when I was 4 years old. Damn it, I'm going for it.
Yes.
He was watching an infomercial, I think.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I saw a puddle.
I wanted to just... All right, well, Billy, I'm sorry about that. You know, hey. The booze is flowing.
Scott, it's no problem.
Yes, exactly. Hey, they did the roll call on the boat, and they called me Gary.
So, hey, that's all right. They called me William.
Greg,
I mean, that's
Gary,
my Christian name.
Any four-letter word is what I answer
and
to
you
these
days. And you want to hear something funny? I met Mitch at church. I haven't been back since.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so Scuba Nation is that TV show that's syndicated across Florida and a bunch of cable networks. They can go to scubanation.com.
Sun Sports, Saturdays at 9. Come on. It's on every week. It's positive for the industry. Watch the show. Support the show.
Absolutely. And that's what you're doing here at Bunkfest, supporting the event, right?
This will be one of our first shows for the 2015 season. But more than importantly than that, it's supporting a great event geared towards scuba divers, for scuba divers, during our craziest time of the year, mini season.
All right, so let's talk about what happened today on the Bunkfest boat. We were diving with Jeff Terode, South Florida Diving Headquarters.
Yep.
We're on the boat. We're going for those lobsters. I limited out on the radio. But what did you do?
I'm a cameraman. I was filming underwater. And
you were filming? You didn't even go for the bunkers at all?
No. I still managed to bring home a couple lobsters.
You still managed. Okay.
I put the camera down, and I stuck my hands up a hole, and I freaking grabbed that sucker out, and I already ate them.
You already ate them. I got mine on ice right now. I got to run them back up to Orlando.
I put them. I got the lime garlic sauce. I grilled them up. I split them. Put them on a grill. Already ate them.
Now, I'm wondering. Now Steve here from Bugfest, who's working with Lauderdale by the Sea to put this event on. Is there a place locally where you could take your lobster catch and they'll cook it up for you?
I'm not aware of any.
Really?
No, I'm not.
You know, I went to one of the restaurants. He said, we got the food. Would you guys, cook this up for us? We'll pay you for it. And the whole thing. They said, oh, no, there's health regulation things. You know, they're worried about people getting food poisoning and bringing in stuff that they, you
but
know,
there's found. A lot of public grills.
A lot of public grills. That's right. Just got to grill it yourself. Can't take it
grill yourself. Yeah, grill yourself. Yeah.
I mean, all you can these do hotels that on Lauderdale by the Sea, they have grills.
Yeah, well, they did it at the Windjammer. I had a grill
Windjammer
there.
Windjammer has his own grill. You just get the, the tails. You cook them up right there.
Well, how do you like the Windjammer, by the way?
It was awesome.
You like it?
Yeah,
nice hotel, huh?
Yeah, you just, you get up and you put on your gear and walk out to the beach and dive.
Yeah, cool.
Now, this Bugfest is the third year.
The third annual Bugfest, yeah. We came up, we started it 3 years ago. This is the third one, and it keeps getting better and bigger every year.
Now, the different categories for the lobster competition, I heard everything from the biggest lobster to the prettiest lobster.
Right.
What are the categories?
Well, the main categories are biggest bug caught off the beach, that's $500.
Wow.
The biggest bug caught off a boat, that's $500.
Okay.
We have the biggest bug caught on the midnight dive off El Prado Park. That was a category.
All right.
We had the biggest bug caught on the Aquaview, the biggest bug caught on the Black Pearl Wednesday morning. Those were prizes.
Okay.
The prettiest lobster was a category.
Yeah.
And in case of a tie, it's going to go to the lobster with the biggest weight.
Okay. Now, how are you judging the prettiest lobster? Because I caught a lobster that had some kind of weird growth on it.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a furry kind of virus-looking thing. But
would it be pretty?
Yeah, but beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It's got to be the spots, Greg.
I think it's the spots. Is that what it is? Who's judging the beauty on these lobsters?
Well, you know what's actually funny is that somebody at South Florida Diving Headquarters,
right,
they had seen the website about the prettiest lobster, and they brought along glitter and a tiara, and they dressed up the lobster.
They dressed up their lobster.
I see.
That's
so,
a winner.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it a, I mean, is it a picture then that they're submitting of their lobster for that one?
The picture was on I cut it on my cell phone, so I couldn't really see it that close.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I looked at my lobster. I thought, that's an attractive lobster.
Is there an award here for tallest tail? Because I think Greg would be a nominee for that.
No, that's not. That's not
tallest
appropriate.
Tail.
That's not
would
appropriate, bug boy.
Let me out. It never happened.
What? Bug boy. What kind of sidekick are you to the lobster player or the slayer? Really? You're supposed to be my trusty sidekick. That's not the. Kind
I stand
of
for
I'm
truth, looking. Diving, and crustaceans for all.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's the first part that gets you hung up.
Yes. You know, obviously, the vodka drinks are very strong. Are they not, Dive God?
What?
The drinks are strong, I'm guessing, by the comments we're getting right now.
Well, ice and vodka is about as strong as you can get.
Okay. Look. All right. So that's good stuff. Good stuff indeed. You know, when all the divers get socially lubricated, it ends up producing a heavily edited show for yours truly. But that's just what I'm here to do.
That's why you got to put in the long hours. I mean, that's
right.
What we do. I mean, that's part of the job.
You know, while all my dive buddies are kicking back, having a cocktail, smoking a cigar, reflecting on the day's diving, I'm working right now.
Same here.
I'm working. This has worked for me. Yes, and I know what you're saying. Greg, you can suck it. All right, I gotcha. No problem. I do have a pretty good gig. And it will continue next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I am the lobster slayer, as they say in the biz, you know, especially during lobster mini season here at Bug Fest. But my trusty sidekick, Bug Boy, is having some issues. I thought he had my back. I mean, I thought we were a dynamic duo, but what are we?
I'm sworn to tell the truth.
That isn't what you do. When you're fishing for lobster as a fisherman, which you are technically a fisherman, there is a rule book that you are never supposed to tell the truth as a fisherman.
Slayer, have you gone to the dark side?
No, I have not. I'm just I'm trying to train my trusty sidekick accordingly.
Don't make me take you down.
Okay, I don't know what to think about that. That's a little disturbing. His slogans are getting a little bit off base.
When you forget your looper, chase him, grouper.
Okay. Which you did today. You didn't catch your lobster because you forgot to bring your looper down on the dive. But you still enjoyed it. So, you know, you looked at grouper is what you're saying. Or, if I remember correctly, I said, you forgot your looper? Well, your dive went into pooper.
Yeah, check your pooper.
That too.
Yeah, but it didn't. Because that wasn't, you still had a good dive.
Had a great time. Yeah. Always do.
This is a great. This is a great place to dive, is it not, Bug Boy?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, we didn't do an Adventures of Bug Boy 2. We did a video last year during mini season down here, and we didn't do some video this time. Unlike, well, you know, we would have had to compete with Sharknado 2.
Well, I think they stole that idea from you.
What do you mean?
With the whole blood lobster. You know, the lobster massacre last year.
Well, Sharknado came out before Bug Boy, I think.
I don't think that's true.
You know what? I like the way you lie. I think you're catching on,
See,
young man.
Is that better? Check YouTube.
Yeah, really, check YouTube. We watched The Adventures of Bug Boy at the Gomez Hilton last night. Just do a little search on Scuba Radio on YouTube, and you know how it pops up on TVs and on your desktop computer, laptop, iPad, the whole thing. And you can find The Adventures of Bug Boy, or you can go to scubaradio.com and click on the video tab. It's right there. That'll get you fired up for lobster season for sure. More coming up from Bugfest next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You know, there is a lobster boy in every one of us. Some of them are very small. Some of them are bigger, more like a teenage lobster, teen, tween, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say with this crew. But, it's just what you do at this time of year if you're in Florida, because it's Florida spiny lobster season, mini season, two-day sport season. We've got 48 hours to catch the bugs before they set the traps for the commercial fishermen a few days later, and it's just a great time. Now, our own lobster boy here connected with the show actually hooked us up a few years ago when we saw a lobster walk, and I'm talking about Barry, our super fan Barry from South Florida. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
I'm good. So am I right, though? Did I describe mini season correctly? Everyone gets the fever, 48 hours to catch all the lobster you can before the commercial fishermen do, right?
It's crazy. It's, you know, if you watch the news, they had all the cameras out by the boat ramps there, and boats are just coming in and going out.
It was so impressive to actually look out from the balcony of the Windjammer Hotel, overlooking the south of the pier, commercial pier, at midnight, and seeing all the divers and all the lights in the ocean right there. It was a number of divers I haven't seen in a long time, because the conditions were perfect and they were out there scavenging those bugs, and I don't think the bugs had a chance. By the time we got it there, there wasn't any that we saw left, and I'm sure they were all gone. Because if I would have found them, the lobster slayer would have slayed them. You hear what I'm saying there, Barry?
Oh yeah, and you've done that in the past. You really scooped them up.
Yes, I have lived up to the moniker, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Despite Bug Boy's best efforts. You know, he's almost sabotaged me for getting his looper and the whole thing. But you know, we also have Bubble Boy with us. And the three of us, I don't know, how many years ago was that, Barry, where we sat there and we came down here and dove with you off of your little boat and we actually saw a lobster walk?
I think that was 2.5 or 3 years ago. It was right after a storm. You
right.
Happened to come in.
Yeah, and we got down there and these lobsters were everywhere. And I don't know, once a year or a couple times a year, storms stir them up and they have a tendency to migrate, but they get together in groups. And it's just like a lobster hunter's dream. And that's what I experienced. I got a bad feeling I'm never going to have that opportunity again. You think?
No, I think you're going to have it. If you wait about a week, there's a storm slowly heading this way now.
That is a Sharknado.
Another one? Number three?
Well, I don't know. But from what I saw on TV last night, that's a Sharknado. The clouds are billowing up, or maybe it's a lobster-nado. Maybe that's what it could be, since it's mini-season. That's very possible. But these lobster walks are not a common occurrence, is my point, right? So it's you're lucky if you have the opportunity to see one of these things, right?
Yeah, you're lucky if you see them, especially during the daytime, because usually you only see those at night.
Yeah, I mean, but even you being a local resident, wasn't that the only time you had seen one, or had you seen them before?
No, I hadn't seen them before. You have to be just at the right place at the right time, and we happen to be there.
Yeah, and that was just a magical moment. That'll go down in the history of your best dives ever, right, Bubble Boy?
Oh, yeah, Greg, that was my first lobster dive, and you didn't tell me that was like a unique thing. I thought, this is the way it is all the time.
Yes, oh, I wish. I wish it was. It's always fun, but it's not typically a situation where you have literally 20, 30 lobsters gathered in a bunch like, okay, I'll take this one. You want this one, Nate? Okay, I'll take that one. It was just a good time.
A rum martini.
A rum martini, Captain Cocktail, making magic here at Bugfest. All right, so listen, you know, that's what happens on a show like this. People pop in from all different directions, and we'll try to cover it as best we can here on the big show today. Now, a good friend of Scuba Radio and of Bugfest this year is our buddy Dan from ReefSafe, and he's right with me right now. How are you, Dan?
Great, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you are actually helping us out a little bit here at Bugfest this year. On Tuesday night, the kickoff party, we had our Scuba Radio Mermaids. You might have caught some of those pictures on the Scuba Radio Facebook page or everybody else's Facebook page, because that's what tends to happen.
That's where they go.
That's right. That's where the mermaids go. And but you're helping out tonight with your own pod of reef-safe mermaids. They're like Scuba Radio mermaids greased up with reef-safe, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, you were the guidance for me.
I was the inspiration.
Yes, you were the inspiration.
I inspired this greasing thing. I don't know. It's non-greasy, and it's good for your skin. It's good for the environment. This sunscreen
biodegrades.
Biodegrade, so it's good for the reef, good for you.
Mermaid choice.
I use it, and look, I'm not. I try to be the lobster when I'm the lobster slayer down here trying to catch the bugs. But I have a tendency to end up looking like the lobster. But you see me today, I don't really look like a lobster,
no,
do I? Because I was wearing my reef safe. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was protected.
So we're furnishing them two mermaids tonight to help pass out the awards.
Yeah,
nice. And they'll be unveiled here shortly.
Okay, unveiled. That's kind of a scary thing in some sense.
It should be very interesting.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to
first.
It will be a first.
Yes, it will be a
okay,
first.
All right. So Dan has something up his sleeve for his mermaids that maybe we haven't seen days past here. But a lot of firsts have happened in this area. Like going back to Ocean Fest, this is where Scuba Radio kind of started for us. Yeah, because we started right here at Lauderdale by the Sea with a show called Ocean Fest with the dive god Neil Watson. So this is a bit of a homecoming for me to come back after 17 years and come back and dive this spot and whole thing.
Back
so
home.
Back home, it feels like. Even though we're based out of Orlando, this is kind of like our out-in-public debut is where we actually exposed Scuba Radio to the world. And exposed is probably the right word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your listeners, I have to stay tuned for your update.
Yes.
The description.
Well, I have no doubt. Yes. Yeah. And the mermaids we had Tuesday night did a good job. We had a good representation. Had some new divers diving mermaids.
Here. I actually had to go to work this morning because we sold
business
out of
45
and 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
People are ordering it, using it. The word's getting around.
Now, how are you doing with some of the other products? Because you got a couple little different lines of stuff. Can we talk about that, or is that privileged?
No. We added the mask defogger, biodegrades. Toxic to sea life, doesn't sting your eyes. It's pH balanced. We listen to the divers and they complain about their eyes stinging.
Right.
So we made ours pH balanced, doesn't sting the eyes.
And that's available now through
that's
the website
now.
Or what?
Through the website, and some of the dive shops are carrying it already.
Cool.
We added a biodegradable shampoo for the mermaid's long hair and a spray-on detangling conditioner that works really well.
What are you calling that?
Gnarly head.
Gnarly head, of course. And the mermaids hate it when that happens.
Yes. Yeah, they don't like gnarly hair.
Yeah, they don't like gnarly head. No doubt. Who would? Anyway, what about the jewelry? I see you're sporting a cool little lobster pendant. Is that yours, or is that something else just for the evening?
From the Tropical Seas collection. So that's
gold mermaid. Gold mermaid. He has gold mermaids, but this is a gold lobster. Florida spiny lobster.
He actually looks gold, but he's silver.
Oh, he's silver.
God,
okay.
Nobody can afford gold, so we just did silver.
Well, you know, it's radio. We could have sold that there, buddy.
Made in the USA, so it doesn't turn black, doesn't fade on your skin, doesn't turn green.
Nice. All right, did you get out? Did you just get here today to do any lobstering yourself, or are you just down here representing Reef Safe as usual?
Just down representing
all work,
Reef Safe.
No play.
All work, no play. We got in about 3:30 and checked in the hotel. And here we are.
All right.
So
well,
here for whirlwind tour today and back tomorrow.
And you're going to taste some of this lobster, I hope, right?
Oh, along with you, yes.
Yes, yes. You're a judge,
yes,
right?
Yes, we both are.
Okay, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, how much money have you raised so far?
Not as much as you.
Yes. Well, you know, the night is young. Don't give up too early. They got deep pockets down here in South Florida. This is a ritzy area, so they can afford, you know, throw a few Benjamins to sway our vote. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, thanks
right.
for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Dan. And once again, Reef Safe. You can go, it's tropicalseas.com, right,
correct,
on the web, and get all the information you need on Reef Safe Sun Care and all the other products that they offer now as well.
Ask your local dive shop to get you Reef Safe.
Absolutely. Proud sponsor of Bugfest, and we appreciate their support for sure. So, Neil, thank what do you think? How I see there's the cooking starting to, I don't know, come to a boil. The lobsters are starting to boil over there. Is it looking better, smelling better, or what?
I'm just worried about Jeff Turode's entries. I saw a lobster with big claws.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but Florida lobsters, do they have, like, great big claws?
No.
Well, how could that be?
Is he cheating? Is he cheating? Let's find out. Captain Cocktail, I'm watching the area.
Yeah.
Now, wait, what's going on here? I hear your lobsters have claws. I'm figuring a $20 bill could change that.
Security. Security.
Oh, boy. What are you guys cooking exactly? What is this?
It's called Bugfest Medley.
Okay, a little kind of Cajun gumbo
thing. You're talking
thingy.
To the bartender. You need to be talking to the chefs over there. What do I know about this?
All right, more coming up from Bugfest.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real-life mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We're at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
What Bugfest show would be complete without Plan to B-52s at least once today? It's part of the MO for a Bugfest event. We are at Lauderdale by the Sea for the awards ceremony. Now I'm sitting here with Billy C. from Scuba Nation.
Mitch, we always get confused. So.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm a good looking one.
You know what's funny? Mitch, you took it so much better than he did.
Out of Dean, just imagine us as Dean and Jerry. I'm Dean Martin, he's Jerry Lewis.
Okay, fair enough. That's there weird. They said just the opposite about you, but go figure.
You're looking one, right?
No, I had to get them both. No, just so you know, I called him Mitch earlier.
That's all right.
So
well,
that's what I had to do it to you, just to be even.
It happens, to be fair.
Equal opportunity offender is what we do here at Scuba Radio. So how did you do, you know, on the bug boat today?
I struck first, actually. As soon as we got off the boat, descended. Yep. I swear to God, I saw the first bug out of the dive pod I was in. And I do it freestyle with just my hands. I bring.
Now, what's that all about? Now, I'm a looper, and we got ticklers,
and you prefer
using hands.
Well, it's
you're a hands-on kind of diver, lobster diver.
It's more sport for me, anyway. Yeah. So no nets.
Wait, you don't think a looper is sporty?
That's not no.
Wait, Dave, Super Dave, who is the man at the helm at the boat here today? That's not. I thought loopers were more manly.
More manly?
Yeah.
No. Catch them with your hands or catch them with your teeth. The only way to do it.
Wow.
Only way
okay.
To do it.
Through, how many have you caught with your teeth?
And then when I'm done, I go home. I listen to my 8-tracks and I'm good to go.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right. What do you feel, Bug Boy? What are you feeling?
I hate when they split the song between tracks.
I use my.
Oh, this is it.
I mean, come
oh
on.
My God. What happened?
What's that horrible smell?
Ah. How did he find us, Bubble Boy? Drunken Santa is here at Bugfest.
I changed the tags on the car and everything. I don't know how he found us.
I use my hands too, but only when Mrs. Claus has a headache.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, I thought we had lost him, but obviously Scuba Radio Drunken Santa followed us down here to Bugfest, and he heard there was free booze this evening. And are you having a good time, I guess, or fitting in? You know what's weird? He just kind of mixed into the crowd, and being that the crowd's so colorful down here in South Florida, he didn't stand out at all.
Wherever there's a party, you will find me.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, we'll try to maintain regardless. You don't know us, okay? Just mingle in here.
All right. See you guys later.
Yeah, okay. Oh, boy. Well, you see, you know, there's people that follow you, and you have your round of stalkers, I imagine, at Scuba Nation, all right?
Well, you know, hey, Greg, just let me know. You're doing my field sobriety test. Let me know when I could get off my left foot and stop saying my ABCs backwards.
Okay, yes. There we go. All right. Well, fair.
Really
well,
forward.
Drunken Santa will be able to help you out with that. Just flag him down if you can put up with the stench. But you are a hands-on lobster diver, so that's just how you believe. You feel that's the way to do it. It's kind of like people don't believe in spearfishing on scuba. You would have to free dive to spearfish. Is that how you feel? You spearfish.
I'm not a huge tree hugger, all right, but I do love my animals. And the thing is, if I can't catch that bug with my hand, he or she deserves a living another day. So
okay,
that's how
he loves them even more in his belly.
You like I'm in your belly. Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
I hear you. Okay. All right. Well, so how many did you cut? You know, I did the same thing you were saying. As soon as we hit the reef, I looked under, and there was a lobster. I grabbed him, and then I didn't see one for a while. But
with the free-handed technique, I caught three. So,
three?
Yeah. See, no tickle stick.
Now, and then Dave is my witness. Now, on the radio, technically, I limited out today.
Yes, you did.
But as far as in Dave's eyes, as a boat captain, that you know, on the South Florida Diving Headquarters boat that we're on, he saw me bag three lobsters. So in that sense, we're even. You hear what I'm saying, Mitch?
Yeah, and the one that cheated.
Just for the record, you limited out on the radio today.
I did. Well, the thing is, and the two and a something pounder that Chiefy caught, I actually left him alone for Chiefy. I put a little sign in front of Chiefy.
Right here.
You're welcome, Mitch. Okay?
Yeah, you just kind of set him up, huh? Is that's what you're saying? That was a big boy he caught.
He was a big boy.
What did that weigh in? Did we get any numbers?
Two and a quarter.
Okay. Was that the biggest on the boat today?
If it was, then it was really close.
On our boat.
Oh, and that's
our boat. And that's the biggest one.
Yeah, yeah. I think I had the prettiest lobster, though.
No doubt.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
The prettiest male lobster or the prettiest female lobster?
Yeah, it was a
South Beach lobster.
It was a lobster.
And mine, the couple that I caught, one of them was the biggest metro. What do they call it?
Metro sexual
lobster. If you can say that.
Real. Why is that?
Because all eight of his fingers were manicured. Okay.
That
was the start.
Okay.
And his shell was polished. So
very nice. Now, Dave, you are a man in the know as a boat captain. down here in South Florida. How did mini season go over the last couple days in your eyes as far as the number of lobsters that were caught that you
saw? I was very surprised that there were a lot of lobsters out there and quite a few big ones. I can't remember the last mini season where we had that many big lobsters.
No, I agree.
And they were everywhere.
You know, usually you come down for mini season, and in the past I've seen a lot of shorts, you see a lot of eggs, but I didn't come across that, and we did catch some big lobster this time.
Quite, there's a lot with eggs out there right now.
Yeah, we must have released five females,
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a lot of shorts. Even out here on the beach, you know, I figured, well, it's been picked over. We got out late in the day on the first day of the mini season. Maybe we'll see a bunch of shorts, but actually, we didn't see much out there.
Last time I saw that many.
You know, it's not about catching; it's about the experience, right? The journey.
I thought you were going to say eating them, but it is.
Well, actually, wait. Now that you mention it,
about eating.
It is about
the judging is about to begin.
Let's be very clear about this. This is lobsters are the reason why God invented melted butter.
There you go. Leave it to Mitch from Scuba Nation to sum it up well for Bugfest here at Lauderdale by the Sea. That'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, gang, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Take care, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.